Jeremy Bradley here once again, live in Pittsburgh, and it's brought to you by our friends at ShopErnie.com. The holidays are coming, and Ernie and Basil are ready to spread the Christmas cheer with their line of greeting cards. Everyone loves Golden Retrievers, so check out the ShopErnie.com collection. Send some merry greetings at ShopErnie.com. I'm at the Carnegie Science Center with Jill here. Thanks so much for having us today.
I am so happy that you guys could make it.
Okay, so very festive for Christmas because there's a whole big train display. Yeah. But it's not just for Christmas, it's here all year round.
That's right. So we really love the holidays at the Science Center, and a lot of people, part of their family tradition is to come and see our miniature railroad and village. It's a historic exhibit. It's almost 100 years old, and every year we unveil a new model just in time for the American Thanksgiving holiday and into Christmas. So we're open year-round other than a short maintenance period where we're closed, and some people still think we're only open at Christmas time. We are not. You can come year-round. This year we have an iconic Pittsburgh restaurant called Primanti Brothers, and that is our new model in our miniature railroad and village. So a lot of people are really excited to see what's new, but then families come back every year because it's such a detailed exhibit that there's always something new to see, something that you just never noticed before.
Well, you were saying before we went on the air that most of this stuff is handcrafted though here. Is it made by the staff, the employees of the...
That is correct. We have a curator of historic exhibits named Patty Everly, and she sort of spearheads the design of all the new models that are going in there. And so we have a wonderful staff. They're great at not only doing the upkeep and the maintenance, but they're also great at coming up with ideas as to what's the new thing we should include. And then Patty designs it, and she'll use computer design software. Sometimes we use old-fashioned methods of design. We use things like plexiglass. But in recent years, we've actually started doing a little more 3D printing. It really depends on what the model needs.
What I think is really cool is that, you know, the kids love the trains, yes, but there was a dad in here just a few moments ago telling me all about it. So he obviously knows all about this place, and now he's here with his kids.
It is absolutely like an intergenerational tradition in this area. It was actually started in, a private home, like I said, almost 100 years ago, and people used to line up around the block to get in. And so the fact that it is so old, it means parents, grandparents, sometimes even great-grandparents remember going to see it as a child and are now thrilled to bring their kids here to share in the holiday wonder.
I think what I'm going to do when we head into this next music set is I'm going to set up a little booth to sell tickets for train rides. Do you think anybody would go for it?
I don't know if our curators would, because the trains are small, but you can definitely pretend. We love the imagination.
All right. So we've got pictures on our website. It's pittsburgh.jbonair.com. We're going to escape the train world and head over to robotics, I think, is next, right?
That's right. Oh. RoboWorld.
Oh, we're going to check that out. So again, pittsburgh.jbonair.com. We're live from Pittsburgh.